Episode 176 of the Drive-By Podcast is sponsored by Les Delices Lafrenais. If you're listening to this podcast on Tuesday, March 19th, it's release date. It's time to get your Zeppole for our patron saint, St. Joseph, in Italy, San Giuseppe, at Les Delices Lafrenais, any of their five locations, today and every day. St. Leonard, Rosemere, Pointe Claire, Montreal West, and in my store, I don't own it, but it's in my neighborhood, Brossard, it's Les Delices Lafrenais. Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar, looking for a happy hour sank asset after a long day at the office with your coworkers? Check them out. Or with the family, any night of the week, lunchtime, weekends, Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar. Find out the closest location to you by going to batonrouge.ca. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of paid sponsors.
This is the Drive-By with Freeway Frank.
The Drive-By Podcast, brought to you by OwnSpace. What's happening, Freeway Frank? The first of two podcasts for this week. This is the Tuesday edition, 176, otherwise known as 176. Let's do this. So much to talk about on this podcast today, as I always do, because I come here with content. I write down little notes during the week, say, hey, that'd be something great to mention on the podcast. I'm always looking to talk about things that matter. Sometimes, even if it could be a little bit fluffy, it still matters nonetheless. And I begin this podcast talking about we all get old. At some point, we all need to know when to hang it up. Now, some people might say, well, Frank, you did 30 years of radio. Why didn't you hang it up? Why are you still going? Why are you still doing a podcast? Well, because a podcast is a different challenge. It's completely different from radio. Plus, I love what I do. I'm not trying to be a 20-year-old. I'm not trying to be millennial, Generation Z. What's the other generation? I don't know. I've lost track of all these generations in the alphabet soup and letters all mixed up. In a big minestrone. I'm done with it. But I try not to do the things that I was doing 20, 30 years ago. And in the sense of, okay, look, at some point you have to grow up. I feel though, there's a part of me that never grew up. I never had kids. And sometimes you think you're the same guy you were 10 years ago, 15, 20, 30 years ago. I get that part. And having children does mature you. But I've matured in so many other ways. Example, and I mentioned this artist because I always had respect over the years for Madonna and what she did and how she was able to reinvent herself. But now it's just ridiculous. Madonna is in her 60s, well in her 60s, and I'm not saying that women in their 60s can be sexy or people that are older, again, have to hang it up. Hang up the skates, as they say, and stop doing the things they did in the past. I've seen some pictures of Madonna in her promotional, I don't know, marketing, and her ass is sticking out. She's underneath the bed looking for something. And her ass, like some people might say, wow, what an amazing ass this woman still has. No, there is no 60-year-old ass, I'm sorry to tell you, that is still amazing. Don't kid yourself. It was Photoshopped. If you look at it, like face value right in front of you, there's nothing good looking or aesthetically pleasing about a 60-year-old ass. Same thing with men. We age, and any man who still tries to be, I mean, you could tell the guys that are still doing the crazy lifts, the Botox, the surgery, like Simon Cowell of Britain's Got Talent, used to be on American Idol. He looks like he has a mask on. It is absolutely freaking ridiculous that he doesn't stare at himself in the mirror and say, man, just let it go. It's okay to age. We all get old. We all want to cover blemishes. I get it. But at some point, you got to know when to stop doing certain things. Now, I don't think Madonna has to necessarily stop doing tours. She's still trying to be the Madonna from the 80s, the 90s, the controversy. And I know that's been her forever. But now, come on, wait, come on, man. And I sound like Biden. Come on, man. Come on, man.
What are we talking about? Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
But seriously, now, aren't you embarrassed? There is nothing wrong with Madonna going on tour in her 60s, doing her material. And well, let me ask. Siri, how old is Madonna? Madonna is 65 years old. So if she were living in Canada, she'd be getting her Canadian pension plan. Okay? She could be on tour. She could have, but this is not the 80s tour, 90s tour, 2000s. It's okay to go on tour, do your songs, but not parade around with people taking on, getting naked up on stage. And again, trying to push all this wokeism. It's like enough already. People just want to hear you play your songs. But the thing that to me shocks me is people from my generation, because I've heard them say it, say they went to the Madonna concert and it was so great. Well, I'm sorry, but the clips that I've seen, they're not great. She's old, and she's doing things that make her look ridiculous. There's nothing wrong with still feeling young and doing young things, but all the sexual shit, it just doesn't make sense. I'm not saying she's getting senile, but this was from the other night. Well, it's more like a week ago now, when she was performing in Vancouver, and here's what Madonna says to a fan in the audience that wasn't getting up to dance. Talk about tone deaf.
What are you doing sitting down over there? What are you doing sitting down? Oh, okay. Politically incorrect. Sorry about that. I'm glad you're here.
She was asking somebody who's disabled in a wheelchair to get up. Why are you sitting down? Oof. I know people make mistakes. And then she goes, politically incorrect. I know. No. That wasn't politically incorrect. That was maybe, Madonna, you need glasses. Your eyesight is also not as good as it used to be. Because you're 65 years old. And if you can't see somebody because they're too far away, don't tell them to get up to dance when they're disabled and can't get up to dance. This is what I mean. And you hear the crowd reacting. You could tell the crowd reacting uncomfortable, and then they start laughing because they realize wherever the light is flashing that the person is in a wheelchair and they can't get up. As somebody who, one of my best friends who I've known for 23 years now, it's like a brother to me. For as long as I have known him, he's been in a wheelchair. He's been in a wheelchair since he was a kid. I have that sensibility. I know several other people in wheelchairs, completely not able to walk. Now, I remember for years, the term handicapped was derogatory term. And I've talked to my friend about it. He says, no, I'm not handicapped, I'm disabled. And then now disabled has become another term, a derogatory term, because, well, they're able. Just because they're not able to do certain things doesn't make them disabled at life. It's just they can't walk. But I find that there are people that treat people in wheelchairs completely differently. And one thing that my friend has said to me is, Frank, you've always treated me like somebody that could walk, that somebody that was completely and utterly normal, because I am. Just because I can't stand and do the things you do doesn't make me less normal than you. And I told him from day one when I met him back in Toronto, I said, I've never seen that. I've never seen the chair. Okay, don't get me wrong. I had never known somebody in a wheelchair at the level that I did with this friend of mine before I met him. So in the beginning, yeah. In the beginning, I had to adjust, right? Because the person was in a different predicament, daily predicament, lifetime predicament than me. But also, I realized right away, without him even telling me, that I had to treat this person like everyone else, because it wouldn't be fair for me to treat them differently or to feel sorry for them just because they were in a wheelchair. And I tell you, this friend of mine has done more in his lifetime than most people I know, including me. Sure, he's had tough days, discouraging days. Life hasn't been easy, but I look at him, honestly, I've always looked at him as someone I can look up to and not down at. So Madonna doing this, already I was bothered by everybody giving her the accolades when she came through here, came through Montreal at the Bell Center, saying how amazing she was. And sure, maybe the music, but everything else, at some point, you got to realize certain things and really fine-tune how you see the world and interpret that and how you message back to people in front of you who look at you as an icon. Like, you really have to shake your head and adjust and say, well, I got to be very aware of my surroundings. This is somebody who is absolutely unaware of her surroundings, figuratively, literally, just doesn't know where she is. Completely lost and not in tune with anything around her. It boggles my mind. This is an international artist. Blew me away to see that video.
The possibility of being attacked in your home, leave your fobs at your front door. Because they're breaking into your home to steal your car. They don't want anything else. A lot of them that they're arresting have guns on them. And they're not toy guns. They're real guns. They're loaded.
Only in Trudeau's Canada. Oh, here goes Frank again with Justin Trudeau. No, but seriously, only in Justin Trudeau's Canada can things get more and more asinine and stupid by the day. Just when you think, the last podcast I recorded, I mentioned the few doozies where he's done things and you go, oh, you just go, oof, and you shake your head. I bring you the latest in stupidity, in complete ridiculousness that had me, I guess, Googling two or three other stories. I mean, I was getting all these stories from different media outlets that I don't respect anyway, but I was reading them. Then I went to Twitter or X, looked up a whole bunch of things. Yes, it can. It doesn't matter if this is the city of Toronto, the province of Ontario, or Justin Trudeau, the federal government. It's happening everywhere in Canada. All of these ridiculous pieces of the jigsaw puzzle come together in this world of insanity, mostly by leaders, people I don't elect, you don't elect, but people, other people seem to be electing, that make these decisions, that put certain people in power, whether it's police departments, police chiefs, governments, that do this, voted in by the people, that make you wonder and go, well, hang on. Okay, what am I getting at here? So the latest one is, again, in Trudeau's Canada, they're stealing a lot of cars in the Toronto area. They're stealing lots of vehicles to the point where thieves are so desperate to steal vehicles. They break into people's homes, not to steal anything in their homes. Well, this is what the Toronto police said. Peel police, whatever it was. They say, well, no, they don't want to harm you. No, they're breaking into my home. They don't want to harm you. There is no home invasion. They're looking for the keys to your car so that they can take your car. They just want to steal your car. So the advice now is to leave your keys for the car thieves outside so that when they see it, they just take your car. So, wait a minute. If you haven't heard this, I'm sure you have, but if you haven't heard this, because this came out a week ago, you're listening to me say this and saying, what? Yes, that's where we're at in Canada now. Imagine, leave your keys for the thief so that if they want to steal your car, they're not breaking into your home. Now, this is the problem with our country. And I was having this conversation with my guest who will be on later this week on the Thursday edition of the Drive-By podcast. And we were saying we live in such ridiculous times. And the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms doesn't even come close to what the U.S. Constitution is. Freedom of speech is a bunch of bullshit here in Canada. The First Amendment right in the United States of the Constitution is freedom of expression, freedom of speech. Here, it's bullshit. Okay, we know that because if we had the freedoms that we thought we had, all these things that happened would not have happened. That's number one. Number two, we can't defend ourselves. If you remember just recently, about a month ago, people were stealing packages. More than that, 3 months ago around Christmas time, people were stealing Amazon packages, whatever, Purolator packages from people's porches. Citizens were fighting back by taking either pictures or videos, their Ring cameras, their recordings, and putting them online to show people who these people, who these thieves were. And I think it was the same Toronto Police Department, Peel, wherever it is in Ontario, that came out. Even here in Quebec, the government came out, and the provincial police working together, saying, you can't do that because it infringes on the rights of the thieves. So same here is we're giving the thieves a green light, and we're telling the citizens, no red light for you. You can't defend your property. You can't defend your family. Anything you do when somebody is coming onto your property is illegal. So that's why, you know, we don't have a Second Amendment here, a right to bear arms. So come on, come on, come on in. Like Bob Barker used to say, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Thief Is Right. And take my car while you're at it. This is the reason why so many people more than ever have left Canada. The numbers, the stats are staggering in the last few years of how many people have left. Things are worse here in Canada because of shit like this. Giving up your property because, oh well, if I don't, they might come into my home and cause more harm, maybe even to my family and my property. So here, take the car. And this is the solution by the government. This is the solution by our police forces, our protection. Like, this is the solution. No, not let's do something about it so these crime sprees and waves end. No, give them the keys. You'll be much better off for it. Oh, like my friend would say, but is this a joke? This is absolute insanity. It's for the insane asylum. It's for the cuckoo house. It's for people who think this is a good idea need to be put into white straight jackets and thrown away. And it's like, here you go, take these pills and buonanotte, hasta la vista. Mind-boggling to me. But it's not just Canada. It's not just Canada. This is happening in so many places. People have just retreated. People have just stepped back. People take a knee, we know that, and just go, okay, surrender. Remember Big Corey, from a Montrealer, big song in the 80s called Never Surrender. It was a ballad. Never surrender. You never surrender. Just like a blackjack. If you're playing blackjack, what do they say? Never surrender. Never take the surrender option. It only works out better for the house. So why would you give up your property, give up your freedoms, give up everything that's good about life, breathing, air, things that you've worked hard for? Because, well, there's no other option, because if you don't, they're going to come and attack you next. Well, what is the government for? What is security forces for? What are the people we have voted in doing? What are the next ideas and solutions for all the crime waves and everything that's happening? No, there isn't. There isn't. We have no solution. So instead, give it up. If they want it, give it to them. Your life is way more important than your car. Well, yes, it is. But at the same time, people are coming onto your property. If we lived in a country where people respected certain things, in other words, I don't know, but I'd rather want to live in a place where I can protect myself and my family. Because when everything goes to hell and shit hits the fan, I'm sorry to tell you, you're not going to be protecting yourself with a baseball bat or a lock on your door, leaving all your prized possessions outside and saying, here, take it. Like, they're not going to come for you, your children, your wife, your spouse next to cause harm on them. People are inherently evil, and we have seen it. We have seen it throughout history. Barbarism, people who abuse power. And sure, we live in different times, but this mental state, the sickness for many people, still exists. If they had a chance to manipulate and have power over someone else, they will not only think it, want to use it, but they'll do it. They'll take the next step to assume that power and take control of you and anyone they can. That's how regimes, Nazi regimes, communist regimes, dictatorships, totalitarianism, that's how all that started, is because people came up with concepts. They scared, they've made the population fear them, and then they had the population eating out of their hands. We're going backwards? This is what we're going back to? People don't see. Giving up your car key is giving up your freedom. That's what it is. Absolute insanity. I am ashamed to be Canadian more than ever. Day after day living in this country. Idiotic. I mean, I could use every word in the book. It's gotten to the point where shaking your head is not, I mean, it's just, you don't even shake your head anymore and dismiss it. You just stand there almost in a comatose state, and there are no words. At a certain point, you could have everybody on your side thinking like you, but if nobody's doing anything, and we're not holding these people responsible for these decisions, standing up for what we believe in, fighting for something, then at some point, some real bad shit is going to happen. Like we've seen little previews of this. Some of us, most of us here on this platform haven't figured that out. So many more in the dark and haven't. But I mean, this is just another example of the Canada that we see today not being the Canada, at least that I remember. I'll speak for myself. Episode 176 of the Drive-By Podcast is sponsored by Les Délices Lafrenais. Simplement délicieux. I can't wait to taste their custom cake they made for a family member of mine. Going to be celebrating something this weekend. It's going to be a beautiful moment for one of my family members. And they had their cake, their theme cake made at Les Délices Lafrenais. Now, I'm not going to be at this celebration because it's a wedding shower. But I'm hoping that my wife will be bringing a piece of the cake back home. I'm very excited about the cake. Amazing concept cakes. You could send them the information, what you want, what your theme is, and then they will bring it to life at any of the five Montreal locations: St. Leonard, Rosemere, Pointe Claire, Montreal West, and Brossard. How sweet it is! It's Les Délices Lafrenais for every special moment in your life. Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar is an absolutely incredible night out. Mark my words, you've been. But if you haven't been, check them out at batonrouge.ca to find out the closest location to you. Let's check out some of the appetizers. Garlic bread, phenomenal. Tempura shrimp, amazing. My wife and I had the grilled octopus. You could have the single serving or for sharing. Fabulous. Steak tartare, creamy potato soup, or my favorite, the Rickards French onion soup. That's just starters. Then their signature ribs, tasty, succulent, fall off the bone. Salads, one of my faves, the fave for me at least, Thai steak salad marinated on Asian slaw. It's batonrouge.ca, Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar. Today, every day, and on the weekend, lunch and dinner at 29 locations, with number 30 coming in LaSalle. Check them out soon. We have a full solar eclipse coming April 8th, the last time here on the East Coast of Canada, and I speak specifically in the Montreal area, that we were able to witness a full solar eclipse was back in 1979. As a matter of fact, I remember wearing the protective glasses in my elementary school. I was 9 years old. I also remember them telling us how important a day it was not to remove your glasses. You could burn your eyes. You could lose your eyesight. You could damage your pupils. But if you wore these protective glasses, we could all look up. And I remember looking up, and it was truly an incredible day in my elementary class back at the day. So some quick math here. I was 9 years old, so that was probably the fourth grade. I also remember them saying the next time this solar eclipse will be visible here in Montreal, we will not see it again until April 8th, 2024. That was 45 years ago. Think about that for a second. I remember I was speaking to a classmate and we were looking at each other saying, you realize I did some quick math back then that the next time this happens, if we're still around, we'll be in our early 50s. And here we are. But we went to school that day. It is so vivid in my mind. I never forgot what they said to me. Basically, don't look up unless you have the protective glasses on. Well, this year, at least here, from what I'm hearing from friends of mine who have kids in the media, what they're talking about is that kids will be getting a ped day. They will not be going to school that day. I guess because the schools don't want to be responsible, or we live in snowflake times with a snowflake, the way we treat our kids nowadays, like it's a snowflake generation. We're bringing them up to be so soft that no, they can't go in and experience this with their friends, their schoolmates, learn about what eclipses are all about, what is exactly happening, and as a classroom, sharing in the moment together and looking up with the protective eyeglasses, sunglasses, protective gear that you would need to view this full solar eclipse. And no, instead, many schools will be off that day. To me, when I heard that, I laughed. It's the same thing when it comes to, we didn't this past winter have any really big storms. I think we may have had one bad snowstorm. And I believe the kids had the day off during that day. A couple of years ago during Halloween, it was the most miserable Halloween I ever remember. However, back in the day, we had rain, we had cold, we had early snow on Halloween, and we still always went out trick-or-treating. Trick-or-treating Halloween night was never canceled. School, unless I'm telling you, like the end of the world, Armageddon was coming, it would never be canceled. We used to pray for snow days, but you know, for us to have our classes canceled back in the day, we would listen to the radio to hear if our school was mentioned. And it was a rare thing. It did happen occasionally, but we would get so much snow. Like I'm talking feet and feet of snow, like massive dumps of snow where you couldn't move. And back in the day, we didn't have the cars that we had and snow removal that we had, but they still managed always to remove the snow. They still had the plows. And you know what? You got back on the sidewalk to that bus stop and you went to school. Nowadays, do kids even walk to school? Walk to school? Take public transit to school? Not that I know of. Most of the kids I hear about are being picked up by their parents and brought to school, picked up and brought back. Some of them, yeah, sure, I get it. School bus safety, no problem. I just don't understand how kids, that's the whole experience, the whole beauty of my youth, I remember, was walking to and from school. You learn so much on that walk to school. You know, sometimes you faced turmoil, fights, bullies. Sometimes you watched life happen before you, crazy shit that was happening, choices that you had to make. We had a key on a rope, I kid you not, around our neck the key. Can you imagine now exposing your home key to all the predators out there? But let me tell you, there were predators out there during this time too. And you had the key to your home around your neck. Around your neck and walking to school every day. And that's what made us tough. That's what made us strong. Water, drinking water from hoses. Who knows what was in that. Public parks and swimming pools. And we're still here today. And now this event is happening and they're giving kids the day off. Stay home. We don't want to be responsible for any morons or idiot kids that look up and burn their pupils. But back in the day, we didn't even have everything that we have now with social media, warnings, videos, TikTok. We didn't have any of this stuff. But guess what we did? We listened to our parents. Even the kids that didn't listen to instructions or listen to their parents or listen to their principal, because the principals actually gave the strap and a ruler across the ass or back. Yeah. This is like some countries in the world now. If you do something that breaks the rules, they give you slashes. And this was us when we were back at school. Teachers could actually physically hurt you. I remember one of my teachers, French teacher, would take my fingers, I mentioned that before, and then press them in towards my palm. And absolute pain. We were on our knees. Nowadays, teacher would be sued for that. And I'm not saying that is the proper behavior, because if I had kids, I wouldn't want kids being physically tortured while I was at work unknowingly. Some things have changed for the better, but some things, it's just we are creating a generation of wussies. Really, day off for the lunar eclipse? Like, this is how you put fear. This is how you put fear in kids, in their minds. Come on, do I need to go back? We masked the kids. We gave them things that they didn't necessarily need. Kids are around germs 24/7. That's when they're building their immunosystems. And look at what we did to them. We made them more secure than ever, because now some kids are still wearing masks to cover their pimples. They use it as an excuse because so they don't get sick and catch whatever the next thing is. But look at what we did to them over the last few years. And then now we're putting fear in them again. With an eclipse, like, you know, don't look up. No, again, same thing. It's fear. It never goes away. They always go back to these tactics because, once again, it's easy to control people in a population. Treat them like a herd. Yeah, it's like, don't you go there till we get the dog to bring you all in again. Okay, but if not, just go there in the pasture and chew some grass, or whatever it is you're chewing or eating. And again, who do I blame for this? It's my generation who had kids and is doing this. We are responsible, my generation. And I'm convinced it's because my generation was treated like this. We had keys around our necks because we did walk to school, and because we were treated, I'm not saying we were abused, but we were treated with some abuse, meaning you're in the trenches, kid. It's like you're on your own. You fall off your bike, you come crying, mom will put the Band-Aid on you. She'll console you a tiny bit, but then it's like, okay, now don't do it again. In other words, you never got a break. Our generation never got a break when we were kids. We were reminded over and over that we were what? Fuck-ups. Yes, we were. At least I was reminded. I would never amount to anything if I didn't toughen up. So toughen up. It's the reason why. The biggest criticism I hear today from women, you know what it is? Especially younger men. And they're, I should say more, their 20s and 30s, but it's creeped into the early 40s as well. But it's mostly men in their 20s and 30s. Men are not men anymore. Biggest criticism I hear from women is that they've been mommified, that they're wusses, that they show their... And there's nothing wrong with a guy showing his feelings, but a woman wants... You know what a woman wants? A man. That's what a woman wants. This might sound misogynist the most, but let's call a spade here. You don't want an El Gato, a pussycat, as a boyfriend or a husband. You want a man that will protect you. You want a man that will protect your family. You want a man that will stand up for you. You want a man that will treat you like the good woman that you are, respect you, not treat you like a POS, but respect you as an individual, realize that you are a team, but at the same time, being a man, not a guy that cries, whines, complains, sits there, lets you pretty much figure everything out, can't make a decision for himself. No, a woman wants a guy to take charge. There's a reason why there are so many more single women out there and so many single beautiful women that I speak to that say the same thing. As I hear them say all the time, first thing out of their mouth, Frank, I want a man. That's why so many younger women are going with older men. And some of those guys, by the way, are just as bad, just as weak, for whatever reason, but they are. But we've created a generation of wusses and snowflakes thanks to moments like this, getting the day off for a full solar eclipse. Why? Dangerous. And you can't go play outside because you never know what's going to happen. Get some fresh air. So stay on your iPad all day. Stay in your computer in your basement. Look at where we are. Look at where we came from. Look at where we are. And look at where we're headed. Divorce rates are the highest they've ever been. It's 1 in 2 now, if not more. More than 1 in 2 don't make it. And I'm willing to bet, well, the women have changed too. The roles of women have changed. But I'm all for women having careers, being independent, if they also remember their responsibilities as a mother, in my opinion, first. Bearing children, you can't just throw all the responsibility to somebody else and just go back to your career and not think about your kids and not have your kids not having you in their life. So it does go both ways. But men, more than anything, are the guys that no matter what, as a guy, you will always have to earn money. You will always have to work. You will always have to provide no matter what. There is no excuse for childbearing. There is no excuse for being motherly. Yes, you're a father and you have to be a good father, but you have to be a man. You know, the whole man of the house term that progressives nowadays look at as completely sexist and misogynistic, there's a problem because there is no man of the house anymore. And even the men that are in the house are not men anymore. And that we're headed down this road, never mind uncertainty, because I know exactly, I'm certain as to where this road is leading to. And it's not the road I would want my kids to be going down. I wish I had kids, but then there's moments like this, I think, I'm better off not having had any kids. That's just the way it turned out. Episode 176 of the Drive-By Podcast, sponsored by Les Delices La Freinet, 5 Montreal locations, including the newly expanded store in Brossard on Taschereau, where they now have Italian food products. You could get those in their store, custom cakes, pastries of any kind. They've got them all the delicious pastries, you know, from Italy, a great deli counter, coffee. You could order your cakes ahead of time and work with a designer to have a theme cake for your special life celebration. It's Les Delices La Freinet, simplement délicieux. Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar. I have my faves. One of the appies must be the spinach dip. It's their signature dish. Also, their hamburgers are absolutely incredible. Mouth-watering steak, looking for the ribeye, looking for the filet mignon, chicken burger, whatever it is, they've got an incredible fries, truffle, parmigiano on it. They sprinkle it. They do everything to make your experience that Louisiana-style home cooking. It's Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar, 29 locations with another one coming our way in Ville LaSalle very soon. Check out their website, batonrouge.ca, to find out the closest restaurant near you. Please 5-star this episode if you enjoyed it on Spotify, review or comment on Apple, or check out any of the past episodes with guests on YouTube. Coming up on Thursday, just a few days from now, another guest will be joining me on the podcast. I can't wait. It's the original podcaster here in Quebec and in Canada, one of the first to turn on the mic and start podcasting in this province and country. It's Pantelis, and I can't wait to have him on the pod. Looking forward to sitting down with him in just a couple of days. Now, I went on his podcast just over a month ago. We had a great time, so I consider this part two of many more to come, I hope. Pantelis, Thursday. Thank you so much. I'm Freeway Frank. Ciao for now.
The Drive-By with Freeway Frank.
The Drive-By Podcast, brought to you by OwnSpace.